the Western Conference that you did. It was a real good idea, but I felt like after a few months, you know, a lot of people kind of forgot about it already.
No, it ain't never been forgot about, because if it was forgot about, you'd have heard about a lot of radical diss records.
I mean, you know, Spider Loke was there.
Nigga, and that bullshit, man. I ain't with all that bullshit, man. Him and Game, all that shit, I ain't with that. I didn't holler that Game. They need to cut that shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's nothing. It's petty. First of all, Spider Loke ain't sold no records, so he need to be cool with everybody right now. G-Unit cannot save you, cuz. You understand what I'm saying? This is the West Coast. They need to get according to the plan, and the plan is ain't nobody tripping with nobody. So I'm going to say it like this. Any nigga that's tripping on the West Coast got to deal with me.
Damn.
I got everything out here, so it's just like that. So nigga, fall in line or fall out. We're not having that out here. We work too hard to get the game back to in our corner to where people is looking to hear some good music. They're not looking to hear no diss music. Anybody can do that. Nigga, you don't move nothing with that. See, now you're tearing up the fan base on the West Coast. Now they got to pick between you and him as opposed to picking both of y'all.
Right.
What makes more sense for a nigga to pick you or him or to pick both of y'all? When they go down south to buy records, guess what? They're not buying one. They're buying all of them. It's not by accident why Snoop, the only nigga that sells 1 million records on the West. The rest of you niggas get 9 videos and all this exposure, still can't go platinum. I don't even got to put a video out to go platinum. Motherfucking Real Talk at 2 million hits right now. You hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So it's like, I just try to pass on some good shit to these niggas, and sometimes I gotta go to smash mode, because when I'm too nice, they don't respect it. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, I try to take off a little bit and let niggas know that, you know, we don't have to be violent all the time, because West Coast mentality is to be violent. You know what I'm saying? That's our natural habitat, is to be like that. So why can't we be different sometimes and create a peaceful move for ourselves? Everybody, if we all want to be tough, ain't nobody gonna fuck with us, because they gonna be scared to make nigga mad, and they gonna be scared that something gonna happen if they don't fuck with a nigga. Don't put the fans through that much abuse. Let them have the right of refusal to buy your shit and to love your shit just because it is what it is, not to feel like they have to worry about making somebody mad. Like, back in the past, niggas used to say, well, I want to be down with you, Snoop, but I don't want to make sure it's mad. Fuck making niggas mad, man. If you're trying to eat and you want to be down with a nigga, come on, get in. And I had to realize that, too, because I used to be on that same page. Like, I told Ja Rule them one time, I was like, no, I can't fuck with y'all, nigga. Y'all fuck with that nigga, sure. You understand what I'm saying, nigga? I don't give a fuck, nigga. If he become your friend, nigga, fuck you. And that's the way I felt. You understand what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, I had to learn to say, you know what? Your friends is your friends, and my friends is my friends, so I can't make you not like a nigga that I don't like. If that's your homeboy, that's your thing, my nigga. Just don't bring him around me.
Right.
But, you know, that come with time. That ain't no shit that a young nigga can accept. Nigga, my enemies is my enemies when I'm young. But as you get older, you start to understand that, hold on, man. The real enemy is that motherfucker that's gonna lock my ass up and, you know, not really there for me. So guess what? When we get locked, that's what I say on the West Coast. Every nigga on the West Coast, they got a problem with each other. As soon as we get locked up, guess what? We all gotta be together. Because when we go to jail, we all on one team. It's blank. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, you better train your mind now with all that negative attitude that you push it. So when you do something to a nigga and you hurt him and you go do your time or whatnot, that same nigga that you see in there or his homies in there, they gonna become your homies because we're all on one page. Right. And you really feel stupid because you're sitting up in there with a nigga that you done something to on his neighborhood, and now you gotta be cool with him, and you thought it was like that on the streets, but it's different in jail.
Right. And as you said, you really trying to bring the black and the brown together too, right?
First of all, I gotta bring the black together. Then once we get together, then we can step to the brown. But at the same time, I'm the only nigga that can step to the ground, so I'm not bringing all of the blacks to the ground. I'm bringing me to the ground and letting them know that we should have, you know, some type of peace talk or some type of communication where I can push the browns in the game and, you know, make it a little easier so there won't be so much tension and we start doing things together the way it used to be in the 80s when, you know, the Mexicans was our homies. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the fact that we clashing with them. You know what I'm saying? They're the homies. I got a lot of Mexican homeboys that I fuck with. And I feel like they are brothers. They are homies. Why we clashing with them? But nobody's real enough to stand up and take that, you know, what's happening. I'm willing to stand up and say that, look, we need to be together, man. I fucks with B-Real, I fucks with everything, Cartoon, Esteban, all of them I fucks with. For real, though. Joker clothes and all of that, I've been blowing that shit up. My video ups and downs. cartoon tatted me up.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, you know, we do this real shit, man, because we feel like we the generation that speaks our mind. We're not going to let in. So, you know, me being the leader right here on the West, I know and understand that you cannot bring the West back without the blood and without the message. I got the credit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got that wrapped up, but I still got to have some blood in the game that's doing it the right way. A lot of them, not just game, but 30 or 40 of them that's popping records that's doing their thing. I need some essays in the game that's popping it, some hardcore Sudanos, you know what I'm saying? Some real motherfucking Mexican gangbangers in there, bosses, females and males. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. And have you worked with Omar Cruz yet?
No, I ain't met Cruz, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, he got some good stuff. He lyrical.
Yeah, I shot him a shout out just because. I ain't got to hear you to know that I'm fucking with you.
Right.
That's what niggas gotta start taking an initiative, that they ain't gotta be fucking with a nigga to be fucking with a nigga. Just because I don't fuck with you don't mean I can't shoot you no love and say, nigga, I love what you do and how you do it. I know that record right there is throwing everybody off that I don't fuck with that's hearing their names out of my mouth, coming out of my mouth like, God damn, Snoop Dogg gave it up for me? I seen the nigga, the little albino kid from Big Snippets Group, Steady, what is they called?
Strong Arm Steady, Crondon.
Yeah. I seen cuz, he was just like on some, you know, other shit, but just to hear my name, I mean, his name come out of my mouth is like, it's some other shit, you feel what I'm saying?
Right, I mean, you kind of took it to all regions. You didn't just shout out, you know, your homies. You shout, you know, you gave a shout out to a lot of people, you know, that new shit, La Coca Nostra. That's some good shit that's getting together too. And you know, I think you touched all bases on that.
Yeah, I went from the IE, San Diego, to Pomona, Pacoima, Long Beach, Watts, the Bay, everywhere. Just like let niggas know, California is not just Compton, Long Beach, and Watts. The niggas think that's all it is. It's more to it than that. There's energies out here in California that's really hot like a motherfucker that just need a spotlight and it's going to really take off.
Right.
You know, like Atlanta got a spotlight right now. That's why niggas in Decatur, Bankhead, have all that shit blowing up right now. But it's all Atlanta. Same with Houston. Fifth Ward, Third Ward, Ninth Ward, South Side, West Side. It's all blowing up because it's a movement. You understand what I'm saying? It's a straight, bona fide motherfucking rap movement.
You hooked back up with Crooked Eye yet?
I ain't never had no problem with Cuz.
No, I mean, have y'all worked together recently?
No, me and him ain't never really like, to be real with you, I ain't never really like Cuz rap style, you know what I'm saying?
You serious?
I'm being real with you.
Damn.
He didn't ever move me like that, like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't like, to me, nigga, I had Corrupt on my team back in the day, Cuz. You understand what I'm saying? So if you wasn't fucking with Corrupt, you was just imitating me.
I don't know. I think like Crooked, you know, is flowing. And he got it down to me, the rap style. And you know, he been waiting like 8 years to put a record out, and he still got a lot of, you know, a following. You know.
Yeah, but the thing is with him though, his base. You know, when anytime you represent Long Beach, you can't go against Long Beach. So he fucked his off right there off the top. Even though I forgive him and I'm not on that page, there's a lot of niggas from the hood that's like, nigga, you not even from Long Beach. And we let you claim Long Beach, and you did Snoop Dogg for this nigga, sure? So it's like, he fucked his ass, he told his ass like that. Like, a nigga like Trady and Goldie, look, they really from Long Beach. So, niggas really from the hood can get away with shit, you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You ain't from the hood, you can't get away with shit like that, cuz, and think it's cool. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not tripping, but it's still niggas that still feel like, man, fuck that nigga. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, you know, I'm putting it real right here so you know what's happening, but people do what I do. So if I'm not tripping, ain't nobody tripping. But I'm just saying, that stain is still on niggas' brain because it's like, you're not even a real nigga from the hood. You wouldn't roll with this nigga shit and try to push that death row shit against Snoop Dogg, knowing that Snoop Dogg is the motherfucking man. When I did that pinch slap, like I said, you just crumbs on my table. He knew exactly what I was talking about. And that, like I said, I checked niggas. I was dissing shit, but I was checking them. I wasn't dissing them, you know what I'm saying? Even Corrupt. I didn't diss them, I checked them, I let them know, nigga, y'all better know. Even on that song, I told Corrupt, nigga, you better keep it crippled.
Yeah.
You understand? See, I'm an educational person. At the same time, when I'm dissing shoes, I'm checking y'all. But, you know, like I said, I forgive everybody. So, you know, Crooked Eye reading this or hearing about this thing, I love you the same way I loved you when I first met you. No disrespect to you and how you do it. Like, I'm just being real. I didn't like your rap style in the beginning because I had a nigga like Corrupt. that you couldn't fuck with. And, you know, my mind was on, nigga, this DPGC. Then I had niggas like Badass, you couldn't fuck with Cuz. You know what I'm saying? I had niggas coming from the underground like RBX, you couldn't fuck with Cuz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I went, you know, like I said, and see, when I fuck with a nigga from Long Beach, you really got to be from Long Beach, man. I need to run your TRW and your make on you to see, you know, what school you went to, how many homies you know, what, you know, I need to know what's happening with you. And he don't have no TRW with me. And that was the bad vibe of it all, you know, and I never really dissed Cuz when he was on that shit with Tempo, and I heard a couple of records where he got at me, but I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to kill him like that, because if I smash him, he's done. Done, finito. You know what I'm saying? So when I knew in the back of my mind that he wasn't thinking for himself, that somebody else was making him do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like if a nigga pushing your button, like got his hand up your ass like a puppet, telling you, okay, now say this, now diss him, now do this, and realistically, I feel like he never wanted to diss me. I feel like he wanted to be with me.
But you know, the thing was, you know, at the beginning, y'all fell for Shook too, you know, for a few years. And I think he just went through that learning process. And now that he's out of that situation, he understands why he was wrong. And, you know, he put on a DVD too called Life After Death Row.
Oh,
yes? Yeah, I think, you know, he just had to go through that learning process, you know, that a lot of artists on Death Row went through in the early 90s to get to where he is now. I mean, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, see, but he's somebody that's like on the second team. He's not a first team player to me. He's somebody you grab off the bench after the first team is already established, you know what I'm saying? To come clean up and really show, you know, lyrical content from the second team. The first team got to be all heavy hitters, big wigs. You know what I'm saying? Instance, for real. Some niggas that got that base, that niggas going, 500,000 people going to buy the record. See, a nigga like him, he need to be in a group with two other niggas to where niggas forget about his solo shit, just look at his lyrical shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That way, he all his past is forgotten about. And it's all about his future. It's like, you know, shit, he off to a clean start. He got two bad niggas with him, and he sounds good, and blah, blah, blah. The niggas forget about that bad shit. That's just a seed that I'm dropping, and hopefully he'll read it and learn what to do with it.
Right.
That's the new move, to put niggas in groups and then break niggas out solo.
Right.
You're in a group with two more bad niggas. The baddest nigga going home with Sean. Right now in Western Union, that nigga Bad Luck shining like motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
And he the only nigga without a name.
I know, and it's funny because I've known him for a while, and you know, it was just crazy to see him hook up with y'all, because we was pushing him on the site for a long time, and you know, to see him come up like that was great.
Yeah, Superfly put me up on him on the solo trip, but I was like, damn, Fly, let me see him. And then when I seen him, I was like, yeah, he dope, he can pull it off solo. And then Damani always was Superfly homie, and I always was fucking with him. He would be on the sidelines, just coming to the studio, just listening. I was like, you know what? You niggas need to be together, cuz, all three of y'all. But it's a good look for you too, Superfly, as a producer and as an artist, because you never really get yours. So you get with these two niggas, and then that way you blossoming, and all these great ideas you can have, and now you can give them to some young niggas that got fresh fly shit. And now it's brand new, and it's just, that's what I do, man. Like I said, I mastermind connections, man.
Right.
That's what I was born to do, mastermind connections, bring people together.
And how did you put that Warzone together? Because, you know, Goldie Loke, MC8, and Cam. Now, how did that combination happen?
Well, first of all, me and MC8, we had hooked back up, because, you know what I'm saying, 8 was like a childhood friend of mine, you know what I'm saying? Me and him battled in junior high school like in 1985, 86, you know what I'm saying? So we got a lot of history together. So my thing was, whenever I got the position of being able to help people, I always wanted to, and I felt like he never really got here. The niggas been saying gems, stealing this shit. I was like, you know what, I need to go get my home for so niggas can know where this shit came from. So I went and got him and got back in the studio with him, making a few records with him. Then DJ Pooh brought me Cam. You know, Cam always been my homie from the East Side days, back in the days. But Pooh had brought me some new music he had. And I was like, wow, that shit sounds good. So I was like, I'm going to get with you, Cam. Stopped him from signing with somebody else and brought him in with me. Took the deal right off the table. Then with Goldie Loke always been my homeboy. And I just was feeling like, you know what? He too dope to be just sitting on 15th Street in the garage, making that local music. Let me get him back on the program.
Right.
And then, you know, once I got all three of them in the room, I just started making records with them together. And we never had a name. We just was like, fuck it, AKM and Loke, we're going to do it like this. Then we made one song, and somebody said something about a war zone. I'm like, nigga, that's the group. We was on it from there. Because everybody live in the war zone. Long Beach is the war zone, Compton the war zone, Watts definitely the war zone.
Right. And what do you say to people who say MC8 is washed up?
Shit. He's gonna dry you niggas off with this one. That Candy single, too. He acting up on that Candy single.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I can't wait to hear it.
That nigga sound better than ever, man, on some real shit. It's like when you get with Snoop Dogg, he was playing shit. Your nigga sound great right now.
You saying he better than when we come strapped?
That nigga sound great, man.
Damn.
He sound great, man. It's like niggas is pushing it, because you know Goldie and Cam don't play.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in there doing the hook, so you know niggas gotta come with their AAA game. It's been nice when nigga ate and wrote a rap, and then he done heard other nigga shit, he done erased that shit, and came back and did a whole other bunch.
Hey, how come Game wasn't at the Cali is Active video shoot?
I don't know, but that's my nigga. We still love each other. I got a song on my album called Game Banging One on One with me and him on it.
Oh, I ain't for got real? Because, you know, a lot of people are doubting his street credibility because of the Change of Heart tape they leaked and stuff like that.